And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And, what?
Meh. It's been a really long week.
Uh-huh.
It's only Wednesday when we're taping this.
They are. Blech.
Blech.
We looked at Palace Cats, though.
We did. Sean really loves Palace Cats.
Well, you like them, too.
I do like them, but you really love the Palace Cat, which is a type of cat that, like, it's a wild cat, lives in Asia, in the grasslands.
Yeah, it's like a little porker.
Yeah, he's really cute. He's got little short ears, and they're adorable.
They're chubbies, and they're just chubby feet.
Yeah, know, they're big floofs.
The floofs. And apparently they live in the wild.
Yeah,
but I mean, they have a lot of there's a bunch of them in zoos in Russia and Asia.
Yeah,
but there's also apparently palace cats up at the
Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
Yeah,
yeah, here in Colorado there are, and we did see it. It just gave us butt. All we saw was its butt.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it hanging out.
It was hot. Warm. It was warm. They're,
I don't blame it.
They kind of live in like. You know, snowy climates and stuff, and obviously they're endangered because, you know, we don't have that many snowy climates left.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of butt.
Uh-oh. Are we going to talk about ass now?
No. It was the last thing I read in comics.
Ass.
Before we started taping, because apparently there was a, I don't know who this artist was. I forgot who the artist was.
Nightwing's ass is trending on Twitter, which, yeah, Nightwing has the most notorious ass in all of comics.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because as you were saying, you're like, yeah, doesn't anybody already know?
Yeah.
You know, what the hell's going on here? Nicola Scott.
Yeah, drew a bunch of pictures, and there's Superman's and Batman's and Wonder Woman's, and then all of a sudden you get to Dick Grayson / Nightwing, and all of them are looking forward except one, and it's just ass. But it's that famous ass shot.
Yeah,
it's like a recreation of, and anybody who knows anything about Nightwing knows that everybody talks about his ass all the time.
Yeah, he's
dat ass.
Yeah, people are people apparently are. It's trending right now as we speak.
They're like, "Oh my god, dat ass!" And we're like, "Yeah,
I know."
Read a fucking comic book.
Read a fucking comic. You dummy.
But I mean, seriously, Nightwing has a great ass. That's always a thing.
Yeah. So I guess we, I don't know, we didn't do, what did we do?
Nothing.
We went to see a movie called Murder in the Front Row, which is about the thrash scene
of the early 1980s in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Thrash metal.
Narrated by Brian Posehn.
Yep. A lot of Exodus in this movie. Band Exodus.
Yeah, if you didn't know anything about the band Exodus.
Now you do.
You will do. And I've known about the band Exodus.
I didn't know, really. I'm not a huge thrash metal person. I mean, obviously they're going to talk. You're going to see pictures of Metallica. And you're going to see pictures of Dave Mustaine when he played a Metallica. And then Megadeth. Yeah. And then Slayer's going to show up. So like
Slayer didn't show up to the end.
About halfway through.
Yeah, they were about halfway.
I'd say Slayer shows up about halfway through.
Slayer did run in later, but yeah.
Because usually, like, for me, not being like a huge into like thrash metal.
Yeah,
those are like the big names I knew. Obviously,
you know, it's interesting.
But then they're like, hey, it's forbidden in violence and
possessed,
and you know all those other
violence. I am familiar with because Rob Flynn, the singer, went on to start Machine Head. Which is a staple, which was a new metal staple, a metal staple of my diet.
Yeah,
back in the early aughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't a bad documentary.
It suffers from the same problem as many documentaries that I've seen, is that they are too fucking long.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of it, I'm just like, wow, this is long. Like it could, like and I can't, I wish I had taken note of the part, because there was a part where I was like, well, this is obviously the end.
Yeah.
And it was not the end, and it just kept going, and I was like, oh, this could have been over like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was a good stopping point.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of the going on where it's just very, it just dragged. Like, yeah, it dragged, did. And I was like, okay, we get the
point. It's not that it wasn't interesting.
Well, you know what's not, it's interesting, but it's also one of those things where, like, you basically have the bands and you have the scene,
mm-hmm.
and you have a lot of people trying to tell stories with the scene, but basically, what it, to me, it feels like the scene is just basically like
two bands.
There's like a few bands, like two or three bands, and then the rest of these other bands are a bunch of random dudes that may or may not have done something, and they drank and party a lot in like parking lots and houses, and they smash things.
Yeah.
But like, that's like it.
That's it.
That's it. You know, and there was like, you know, obviously like trying to, you know, talk about the spread of this music and how that was able to be proliferated, whatever.
Yeah.
Proliferated.
Yeah.
Back in the day, because you didn't have, you know, Napsters and Spotify.
That to me was probably the most interesting part of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they talked about like basically, you know, in wrestling fans would do the same thing, where it was like these metal fans would tape these shows, like shitty recordings of these shows, and then they would put an ad in like some underground metal magazine to say, hey, I'm into these bands and I need a pen pal. And so someone else would be like, hey, we're friends. And they would just send each other cassette tapes through the mail of these bands. And that's how you found new music. She was like, oh, my pen pal in Georgia likes this band that I like. So let's be pen pals. And I'm going to send them this tape of this local band that I fucking recorded on my shitty ass recorder yesterday. And that's how you fucking found new music. And that to me was the most interesting part of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a very significant part of that scene in that genre. And it's just, it's something
music back then. I think that's how it just a lot of it worked when it wasn't like radio friendly.
Uh-huh.
You know, because didn't they have tape trading back in wrestling where it was like somebody recorded some match?
Oh, yeah. I was just about to bring that up. Like, that was kind of like the tape stuff for like music and that. Like, I was after that.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, my music. And also, too, it was weird because, you know, I was pretty, like, I mean, I pretty much got into that kind of music through, there's actually, I can define it in a way. My 1991 or 92-ish, my parents, somebody, I remember my grandma, gave me a Sony Walkman.
Hmm.
And it was one of those ones that, like, you can...
was it yellow?
It was yellow.
Oh, yeah.
It was yellow. And
the sports Walkman.
Sports Walkman, because I should find something where somebody gave it to her or somebody got it, and she was just like, well, I'll give it to one of the kids. To the grandkids. And so she gave it, I ended up with it. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to a lot of tapes.
Yeah.
And a lot of radio. Cause that's the thing. I just was like, okay, I guess I'll just listen to it because I have this thing and I needed, you know, I was like 11 or 12 or whatever. You know, I liked music.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, I was, you know, I had my favorites, I guess, but I didn't really get a chance to really, like, know bands and, like, stuff like that. So I remember getting this headset, this tape recorder, or tape whatever, and playing it and just listening to 103.3 The Fox, mm-hmm. it was at the time. And they would have, like, your occasional, like, they have their programming, you know, throughout the day. And then... you know, sometimes on the weekends, which is how a lot of radio stations would do it, and maybe they still do, they have, like, the stuff where they don't play the normal format so they can play some new music or just do some specialty programming.
Yeah.
And that really, I think that part really interested me.
Yeah.
Like, it got me interested in, like, stuff that wasn't your typical, like, pop music.
Yeah.
In, you know, and whatever was on TV. And I mean, I did have an affection at, you know, when I was like, I remember one day I used to go to this summer camp, and it was the last day of summer camp, and I think I was sad that summer camp was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and I just happened to, I was home, it was like I was 10,
mm-hmm.
but I was home by myself, you know, home by myself or my brothers or whatever. And I just started watching MTV because we had MTV.
Yeah.
And I remember watching a Winger video.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? More about something about being hungry.
Oh.
I need Arby's.
I don't know.
I think that's what it was called. Winger. I need Arby's.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then there's also
that classic Winger song. I need Arby's.
Shredded beef
and the horsey sauce.
I can't do Kip Winger justice.
I have no idea. I know nothing of Winger. Sorry.
I'm trying to blink. I'm going to say it.
I don't know anything about Winger. Except that Stewart wore a Winger shirt in Beavis and Butthead.
I think I know too much about Winger. I know too much about Winger.
I know nothing about Winger.
I love bands.
I know nothing about Winger.
I also remember, videos I remember from that time, Unskinny Bop.
Oh, I remember
that one. By Poison.
Yeah, I remember that.
Slaughter's Fly to the Angels.
I don't know that one.
That's a jam. Mm-hmm. Shit, there's a few others. I think Counting Crows came around that time for me.
Who doesn't remember that?
In my head, there was Janet Jackson's Black Cat.
Mm.
That was a good one. Janet Jackson was hot.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson's still hot.
She's still hot. She looks great.
But she was like, back then, it was like she was just starting to be more hot. Like, wasn't always seen as hot.
Right, because she used to wear like all those like boxy
like art, like thing. 80s things. Yeah, and then she was kind of doing like this other like, just being more hot. And I was like, oh man, I'm young Sean figuring it out. You know, AC. Oh, no, that's right. And I was scared of metal, I think, at the time.
Well, who wasn't back then?
Because I was afraid that I was afraid if I listened to like AC/DC or Metallica, my brain would. No, it wasn't Satan.
Surprise, you spent a lot of time at church. They were always preaching.
Maybe it was Satan.
They were always saying that Satan, like, the music was of the devil.
Maybe it was Satan. Maybe I was really worried because I was like, I was afraid to listen to, like, Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, because those videos would come on, I'd have to leave the room. But, you know, I mean.
No, I don't have very many memories of those type of videos. The first video I ever remember seeing was Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Someone. And I remember watching it after we first got cable, and I was so excited about it.
That's a good video.
Because who was it? I mean, just after it came out, it was, what, 86 or whatever?
Yeah, you were much earlier than me. Damn.
Yeah. So I remember seeing that video. So I have a very vivid memory of that. I have a very vivid memory of some reason for The Boys of Summer. Just that video.
That was like a video of the year.
Like, maybe that's whatever maybe year I just saw out,
it was for some reason that was the video of the year of whatever
it was year black and out. White and I still can see that part where he says like don't look back. He actually turns around like Don Henley in the video.
He shouldn't have looked back,
but he did look back. And all that, and there's like a video, like a movie screen behind him, and it's like in black and white.
Yeah.
It's a weird ass video. Anyway, so I remember that. I remember Everything by Peter Gabriel was confusing. It still is. I also remember.
I often forget about like just Sledgehammer, but there's also Steam.
Right? Yes, Steam. I remember.
I think Steam's more fucked up.
Steam's definitely more fucked up. Anything by Peter Gabriel. I remember Seven by Prince. If by Janet Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, fucking love that one. That one's great. And of course, Freedom. By George Michael.
That was the one that kind of came
out
too.
Holy shit, Freedom by George Michael.
Well, I remember there was like, so this is like 90, so like I'm Your Baby Tonight by Whitney Houston. That was
I remember that one, yeah.
That was one that kind of snuck in there. Oh man, there's a few others I could definitely be thinking of right now.
Oh, I'm sure there's a ton of other ones that I could.
Blaze of Glory by Jon Bon Jovi for the Young Guns 2 soundtrack. That was a big one. Because my sister, Carrie, was, you know, of
I know
the
this
age...
song. I just don't know if I remember the video.
Basically, him just singing, like, because I don't know if it's really like a Bon Jovi song.
Oh, it's a ballad for sure.
It's definitely a ballad. Uh-huh. It's just him standing in front of like.
Balladish.
Like, I think he's at a drive in or something, but it's like, or he's on a clip or something, like, it's like dusk.
Yeah.
And he's just singing towards the dusk, the sunset.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
I
he's like, shot down in a blaze of glory, which is actually a good song.
It's a great song. I thought you were going to drop Bed of Roses because that's what I was thinking
of. I know.
Talk about ballady Bon Jovi.
Was that him with Cindy Crawford in that video?
Oh, I don't know.
Which
I don't
was
remember
that video
the video
that was him and Cindy Crawford and they were.
It
like,
was probably that one, but I don't remember that video at all.
Yeah, the Bed of Roses. Yeah, no, I remember that one, but I remember like a bunch of. I remember that one. Iggy Pop's Home. There's a song called Home, and then Candy that he did with Kate Pearson of B-52s. He did that was around the because there's a what album was it? Brick by Brick. When that album came out, that was like they're showing videos about that.
I'm sure everybody remembers Love Shack. RuPaul's in that video.
RuPaul, I remember Love Shack. I remember also Rome. Rome was a good song.
Yeah.
Let's just remember bands.
Yeah, let's just remember videos like Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun. See, I'm trying to think of like the very first one. So I'm trying to think of like
the 99. Very first one.
Yeah, because we're getting ahead. Because I remember all the other ones.
Yeah,
from,
I was
like,
gonna say I remember like all the Aerosmith ones. You know when they had like Crying, Crazy.
Well, I remember
Amazing. Like,
well, right, but that was like.
But that was later. So.
I was like. Janie Got a Gun.
Oh yeah, that one's great. That video is awesome. That song is awesome. I'm sorry, I don't fucking care. I love that.
It's so good.
People are like, "What are you even talking about? Aerosmith sucks." I'm like, I am sorry. No, Janie Got a Gun is a goddamn classic.
No, that's a jam. Yeah. There's actually a lot.
It slaps.
There's actually like a lot of Aerosmith songs that are really fucking.
Oh, there's a bunch of them that are really fucking good.
Yeah, like there's a lot of them that
Dream On's fucking great.
Dream On's good.
There's a lot of them that are good. I used to have Big Ones. I don't know if I still do. The album Big Ones, which was like their greatest hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eat the Rich, actually, which I don't know if it had a video, but that's a fucking great song, too.
It did, because at the end of it, like, there
because,
was like.
Yes,
it was,
we should eat the rich.
Because they're it was one of those studio ones where they're like, there's just studio footage of them recording it and stuff.
Okay, so earlier videos.
Yeah, I could think of it. I'm trying to think of a few more. I remember maybe there was a Judas Priest one thrown in there. Oh, by the way, like I was watching because this is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
So I saw that movie.
Yes.
And I was inspired, and I'm still inspired to revisit old videos,
yes.
old music videos, especially from the Headbangers Ball.
Yes.
Just so I can kind of. You'd be like, oh, okay, I remember that. Because that's one of the things where we sit around and we talk about like music video. We talk about them. We don't actually get around to watching them.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to take the proactiveness and just start looking them up. And I found a website that's actually kind of looks like an old Angel Fire site.
Yeah.
But it's basically, I think, it's not official. I'm certain there might be other documentation out there. But it has the majority listing of Headbangers Ball and all the episodes and with all the videos that they played, which is crazy because the show started like in 87.
Yeah.
And it didn't always have like Ricky Rackman. Ricky Rackman is the host, like Adam Curry. You remember Adam Curry?
Adam Curry
started podcasting. Did you know that?
No.
Apparently, I did not realize that until, you know, I mean, not like recently, but it kind of took me a while to figure that. Apparently, he's like godfather of podcasting.
Oh, I don't know that.
Like, even before like all the other jabronis that everybody says are godfathers of podcasting, like, he was like the OG.
Yeah.
He was a host of it, but then they also would just have like random hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And like Howard Stern was a host at one point. And they would have sometimes the bands come in. It's just some of the shit that like I found a complete episode.
Yeah.
Of Headbangers Ball. And it was great because it was also taped off like New Jersey TV. So you also got commercials, like all the commercials.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. And they edited the songs down, but you get to see all the other shit in between. And I was like, this is great. But yeah, no, so I've been trying to find some videos and also making Spotify playlists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big into, because once
playlists.
I'm big into lists.
I know you love a list. I was actually going to say before you get on your list kick. So that actually, when we watched that, it inspired me to look up. So there used to be a show and it was on fucking public access TV.
I thought it was PBS.
Well, I thought it was PBS, but it's basically public access.
Okay, that's different.
The same basic concept, because this same channel showed Sesame Street and shit.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if they just plugged it in at night or like how it worked. Whatever. It was KBDI TV out of Denver, out of fucking Broomfield. So every like Friday night at 12:30, there used to be this show called Teletoons. Teletoons was basically just, it showed music videos but it was all local in Denver shit. So yes, they'd play Nine Inch Nails. Yes, they'd play whatever. But apparently it was on the air from like 1987 to like 2001.
Ooh.
Or something. But my mom used to yell at me because she would come downstairs and I would watch it. And that's how I would see like goth videos, because they would show like Switchblade Symphony's Clown, you know, which MTV is never going
to
show you that.
Maybe 120 minutes might get around to
Maybe, but probably not. So like, you know, they'd show stuff like that and they'd interview Like, there's even interviews on YouTube where it's like, that here they are interviewing Love and Rockets in 1988. Like, that sort of shit.
So they would interview them here in Denver?
Sometimes, yeah, when they would come to play.
Which they do a lot, because we went to, was it that Fashion Nation?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And there was, I think it was that store, but there was like,
yes, it probably 100% it was that.
There was a lot of like billboards, like for concerts and stuff. Other, it's, yeah, like there's a lot of bands that played here.
They, well, the thing, yes, a lot of bands come through Denver because we're, again, the biggest between LA and Chicago.
Yeah.
It's Denver. So a lot of bands hit here. But so they would show all these fucking videos. So I looked it up. And people on YouTube have put together some playlists of like early shit that used to be played on Teletoons. And I even found the beginning, which is kind of fun.
Oh, we should watch that.
Yeah, the intro, which is kind of fun. It, I mean, all right.
There's the public access. I love public access. I love public access very much.
This is all it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely produced by public television.
Look at it.
I like it. Yeah, I feel like we had some of that stuff occasionally in Buffalo.
I kind of wish this was still on.
Yeah.
But there was never any, like... So you can... It's going into the video, yeah, right? So obviously we're going into Nine Inch Nails. But yeah, and there was even a Facebook group. It was like fans of Teletoons. It's just people posting videos on it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I got really... Yeah, I just got really jazzed about it, so I was like, it's time to start doing something with my life.
Yeah. Sean, making lists.
I'm making lists.
Sean loves a list.
So,
like, Sean will literally buy a book that's just like a list of things. I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not. I like countdowns. And lists. That's why I love, like, those What Culture videos.
Oh, yeah, because they're lists?
Because they're lists.
Sean loves lists. He likes to remember guys.
I also like to watch other people play video games terribly. Or good. Because I actually have that. I follow this one account on YouTube called World of Long Plays. And it's just literally every video game played to completion.
Why?
Well, in case if I need to find out how to get past a certain spot.
Oh, I've done that. But usually I just Google how to get past that spot and just watch that specific video. That's really how I played a lot of that Batman. But sometimes
if it's a game that I'm not that familiar with, you know, I use it for quality assurance to see if I want a game. Usually I make a bad choice anyways, you know.
I find it interesting that you're just watching the whole thing for fun, because the only time I appreciate those videos being up there, like I said, how do you think I played Arkham City?
Yeah,
I would literally have my computer when I couldn't figure something out. I would Google whatever place I was, and then I would watch however they did it and be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah,
but that's the only time I'm looking at it. Like, I'm not gonna just watch it for fun.
It's fun for me. I don't know,
it's no fun.
I don't know.
You could play the game yourself.
No, I can't, because what if I don't own it? What if it's very expensive?
But why are you watching somebody else play a game?
Because what if I want to get it at some
point? Is it like watching somebody play football? I mean, technically, that's literally what all of American sports culture is based on, watching other people play a game.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, maybe this isn't very different.
Nope.
Maybe I'm not looking at this properly.
These are athletes that are playing these games.
I mean, yeah, if you want to really stretch the term athlete, yeah.
I marvel at the athleticism that somebody used to finish Shinobi for the Sega Master System.
Hey, you don't know what it takes. Thumb dexterity.
That guy's forearms must be like, brah.
No, it's just his thumbs.
Oh, his thumbs. He's got big, 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 meaty thumbs. But
you know how you could tell, like, you know, dudes who wrestle in high school who are like, you know, like
the
really...
cauliflower ear?
Well, that, but a lot of times they're like really short and like... built.
Yeah, stocky guys.
Yeah, stocky built dudes. What if you could just tell the same, like, people who played games, their thumbs were just gigantic?
Yeah, right. It's just giant, just thumb monsters.
Yeah, just like huge ripped thumbs. You're like, God, dude, look at that guy's thumbs.
They just walk around with big oven mitts on their hands.
Look at that guy's thumbs. That dude fucking games,
man,
dude.
That guy must be good at video games.
That guy's a fucking gamer. Look at those fucking thumbs.
How'd you get your thumbs so big?
Oh, shit. And people coming up to him, excuse me, sir, do you game? Because you've got thumbs for it. Instead of like people asking.
And the guy's like, no, I'm just a championship thumb wrestler.
No, I just have big thumbs. Like,
I've been practicing thumb wrestling. I've beaten literally everybody on the planet in thumb wrestling.
It's like people asking Pete Holmes if he played basketball because he's 6'5". And he's like, no, I can't play basketball. I'm terrible.
I kind of miss that Rocket Jock's not around anymore because I'm sure Pete Holmes will be in there trying to do something.
No, I think he's smart enough to know he can't play.
But I think for a good bit, they'll do it.
Oh, well, for a bit, yes.
Just his giant, awkward camel ass falling over. just his whole leg just falls off. Because that's me. I mean, who am I to joke?
Like, Sean, you should play sports. You're like, no.
I mean, I did. It was good.
You once told me you played fourth string bench.
That was a joke.
I know.
I was not very good, except for track. I like track, and I wish I did more track. Mm. I could have been something. Anyways,
could have been a contender.
Could have been a shot putter. So we went to Second of Charles. Bought some stuff. I actually did focus on buying some individual comics because we were talking about like just having some fresh stuff to read. And I did pick some stuff up that I'm actually excited to do on the show that we could something we haven't done before too, so I'm looking forward to that. What?
I didn't say a word.
Oh, you seem like you had some sort of witty remander that you could hit me with.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever. Before we get to our book for this week, I actually forgot to bring this up, and I just remembered it.
Is it about bands?
The what?
Is it about bands?
I love bands. No, it was about the Birds of Prey poster. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, any thoughts?
Looks stupid.
It does look dumb.
I just don't like the... I mean, I get what they're going for, and it's supposed to be like birds a cartoonish, head, yeah. And it's Tweety Birds, and...
Basically, it's like Birds of Prey, but then like Harley Quinn.
Yeah, but it's also supposed to be called Birds of Prey, The Emancipation of Harley Quinn's blah, blah, blah. It's got some long-ass fucking...
The Fantabulous. I think it's like
Yeah, basically like Mr. McSporium's Fantabulous Emancipation Adventure or some bullshit. Like, I don't even know. I'm just like, okay. Sure.
Yeah. So, but I guess like there's some characters on there, some new characters or whatever. And it just, but it looks, I don't know, whatever. We'll see. Well, they also, yeah, that's also right. Speaking of which, so James Gunn just, I like how he just puts out a poster of here's people in this movie.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
And so, like, everybody's in the movie. Idris Elba's in the movie, probably playing Deadshot because Will Smith's not coming back. Who else? John Cena's in the movie.
Yes.
Most likely a lot of,
I think everybody's in the
Peacemaker.
Movie.
Peacemaker. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I you know what? I guess, again, because this is the same shit over and over again where people are complaining about how movies are and whatever based on trailers and shit. I'll just go see it and I'll make my own decision.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing. That's how I feel about that. I don't like the Harley Quinn poster.
But I'll still see it.
I mean, I'll give it a shot. Whatever. I'm not going to be like, this movie's going to be garbage. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Well, those are just the kind of movies I like to see. You know, you like to see. Yeah, we'll see.
I'll go see it. Whatever.
I don't want to get... I
just really try to avoid, like, reading about production and spoil... Like, because if you get sucked into that, it just never stops. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
whatever.
We've touched on this before, but yeah, it's way too much work. Although...
It is. And I'm just like, okay, we'll just see what happens.
And also, I'm getting tired. I just... I know this is the same thing everybody else says, but I'm just getting tired of people getting so mad about, like, people doing things for movies and just, like, it's like, oh, this is ruining this. Like, apparently, what, they're supposed to remake Princess Bride now?
Yeah, people had a fucking fit the other day. And while I agree, I don't think... I don't agree it should be remade, but not because of the reason everybody else thinks so, because, oh, it's a classic. Yeah, it's great. I'm so tired of reboots.
Yeah.
And just in general, I just want something different.
Yeah, I want a something new. Thing new. That's I different. Want.
There are creative fucking people out there. Give them money to do things.
Or look, to
use... Jesus fucking Christ, stop rebooting everything.
Either that, or if you have to use an IP, use an IP that hasn't been used before. Fucking right? Change that shit up. Make that palatable in any way that you think it's going to be for the audiences. I mean, yeah.
Remake something that was a hit in the 60s that well, none of us fucking remember. I don't care. Like, just stop remaking shit that I remember came out the first time.
Yeah. If you're going to watch those movies, if you're going to complain about... I don't understand... Why I get so mad about those movies. You don't have to go see it, for one.
No, well, that's the thing.
You don't have to acknowledge it. You could just go on with the rest of your life.
Also, just because...
Regardless of what's happening in it.
Right. And also, just because a new movie has been made, it doesn't erase the old one.
I kind of wish that's what they did.
Yeah.
So that people really be pissed about it.
It's like recording over an old VHS. It's like,
but it's like literally like you have to, like you, like if the movie comes out.
They taped over the original Ghostbusters.
Like the movie comes out and it's like you're required by law to destroy all the copies of that current movie in your store or whatever. Like right. it has to happen.
Right.
Because the new one has to replace it.
Yeah. That would be funny.
If that was the case, yes, I'd be fucking furious.
Sure.
Because I don't want that to happen. But if I want to watch Princess Bride and I don't need to get to see the 2021 version or whatever the fuck it is,
yeah,
I'll just watch
the old one.
The 87.
Yeah.
86, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, I agree. But for me, I'm just like, please just make something new.
So we're doing Thunderbolts number 42 from September 2000.
Oh, Jesus. This is a 2000 book?
We don't do a lot of comics. From like the like 98 to like current like stuff.
I really thought this was older.
No. Well, here's the thing.
It feels older.
It probably does. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So like Thunderbolts started in I think like 97, 96, whatever, maybe 97.
Mm.
And this is like around the period when like I wasn't paying attention to comics. I was paying more attention to like wrestling and music. You know, comics were not a thing for me as much, but I am familiar with the Thunderbolts, and then surprisingly, like the Thunderbolts, like the series itself, like I think even this particular volume may still be going.
Oh, good God!
It's like it's been around forever. Like this team has been around forever. Like there's this concept has been around. Like it's been around. It's speaking of like a new twist on like an old IP. Like, that's basically what the premise is of the Thunderbolts, which, are you familiar with this at all?
Mm-mm.
So the Thunderbolts basically there's a bunch of these heroes in this, you know, most of whom are in this book, and they are revealed at the end of the first issue to actually be, like, members of the Masters of Evil. So, for instance, you have Atlas on the cover here. He's actually...
Which one's Atlas?
Atlas, the big guy.
Oh, the big guy. Yeah.
He's actually he's got a Goliath, like, you know, he's like the villain Goliath, you know, that used to be in the Masters of Evil. And then another person, you know, and then there's Baron Zemo,
right?
And there was Fixer, and there was, you know, this guy, that guy, you know. And so they revealed themselves to be like these heroes, but they're actually villains. And then there's like all this back and forth going on about them, where they're trying to like be, I guess they're trying to be good guys, but nobody really wants them to be good guys because they can't trust them. You know, I mean, or I don't know. There's a lot more history to this story about this team that I am not familiar with, and I'm not going to try to sit there and try to piece together without actually having read everything.
Yeah,
but it's something that I'm not that familiar with, which is kind of why I wanted to give it a shot.
Okay,
you know, I was like, all right, you know, and then plus, you know, looking at this cover, so. Apparently, at this time, they were on the run, because it says above Thunderbolts, it says Marvel's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkeye's in the corner here.
Boo. Oh, sorry. Not Hawkeye. That's a reaction.
And it says on the cover here, Wounded by Wonder Man.
Yep. He is also on the cover.
Wonder Man in his ionic energy form.
Yeah, when he's purple.
When he's purple. Is smashing, appears to be Charcoal, the character Charcoal.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And he's, and behind him, you know, being all giant is Atlas trying to do something with his hand here. Oh. He looks like he had him in his hand. He was carrying his friend, and then Wonder Man came up and punched him.
Sure.
And then this Atlas is all like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Please don't.
So this starts off in Colorado. The story's called Two Ships.
Yes.
Starts off in Colorado, Burton Canyon, Colorado. I didn't bother to look and see if it was real.
I did. It is apparently is a real place, but apparently it is just a ravine.
Oh.
It doesn't have a town, according to Google, okay. Anyway. So.
And so, but apparently in this universe, it's a town and up in the mountains.
Yep.
And we start off with Eric Johnston, who is Goliath, is sitting at a bar mm-hmm. talking to...
I forget. Oh, Wilma.
Wilma.
So, and Wilma had... And this is why I thought this was an older book, because she has every mid-90s signifier of being a man-hating, feminist, possible lesbian, that you would see in a pop culture property such as this. So she's got an Indigo Girls button. She's got a Lilith Fair button. She's got a Xena Warrior Princess button.
Well, they're just like text buttons.
Yeah, and it's kind of like all
Lilith Fair 98.
Oh, see, I didn't pick up on the 98.
98. Yeah, she was at the Lilith Fair 98, and she's got
was
that.
Was that a thing?
I thought Lilith Fair was over by then. Didn't Lilith Fair just keep going for like a while?
It did for a couple years, but then it ended. And I feel like it only went on for like 2 or 3 years, but I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
There may have been a little, but I feel like that's why maybe, and I missed the 98 part, but I feel like it was like every single time you would see somebody who's supposed to be like an I hate men, feminist, possible lesbian in any yeah. pop culture property. She's got like a fucking Indigo Girls sticker button something yeah. like shoved up her ass somewhere. And then you're like,
no,
oh,
it's right here.
Yeah. And you're oh, that one's on her shoulder. Maybe her ass is in a different place. But I mean, like
watch out for my shoulder
but
ass.
But they would like throw it in as like shorthand is just supposed to be like, oh, get it? She doesn't like men.
Watch out for this, would you?
Watch out. Like she's a man hater.
Well, her character's name is literally Man Killer.
I know. My favorite.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
So
the word hero isn't used enough. So there's this guy. He's
okay,
at a bar.
We'll go to call him Goliath because that's easy for me to say. So Goliath is like, hey, Wilma, man killer.
I'm drinking at your bar in this town that doesn't exist in Colorado, and I'm sad because all of these things happen. Time to do some flashback narration boxing.
Yeah, so she's got...
Can I issue in a complaint with my complaint with this book?
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is issue number 42. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck is there so much backstory in this book?
They're talking about backstory.
But you should already know. I get a flashback. This whole book is nothing but this.
There's a lot of flashback.
And I'm just like, even during the fights, it's like, and let's talk about this, and let's flashback to this, and I'm like, it is issue 42. What the fuck are you even doing here? Why is there so much shit you have to explain to me?
Right.
Anyway, continue.
So there's a whole lot of narration going on.
So much. Page. That really upset me in this book.
So basically, Goliath's like, he fell in love with this woman named...
Citizen V.
Citizen V, but she... Okay, so...
Citizen 5?
Citizen V.
Well, I mean, it's a V, but is it a Roman numeral? She could be Citizen 5.
I think it's V. I think V is meant V.
All right.
So, well, here's the thing. This is why I was confused, because Citizen V originally was the guys that Baron Zemo used. In that particular case, Baron Zemo was a man. Here, this is a lady mm-hmm. who is Citizen V.
But also might have been somebody else.
She used to be a liaison for the Thunderbolts team in New York.
Right, but isn't there a part where it's like
mayor or something?
Oh, we said it was somebody else, and you're really this whatever.
Well, they try to pass her off as some villain called the Crimson Cowl.
Yeah, that's it.
And but she's really not that. But she's actually this Citizen V, and she's a part of this team called the V Battalion, which was kind of like this shadow group going on since World War II. And there's a bunch of, basically, they're kind of like a renegade team of sorts. I don't really know much about them. They're kind of like how like the Invaders were like the superhero team in the World War II, and these guys were like the shitty team.
Yeah,
not the shitty team, but they're like the, you know, they were. I'm trying to think of a team like that. I'm blanking on like a comparison,
but I don't know.
You know, they're kind of like Suicide Squad, you know, or something like that. So, but he's got feelings for her, and then for some reason too. And I actually had the issue before this where they talk about some of this. Where obviously he's recounting some of the issues, that stuff from the previous issue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's upset because, you know, he thinks this girl, Citizen V, became Citizen V for all the wrong reasons. And then she got switched around. And then this is where we find out that. Because, like, man killed you.
So at first she's just the bartender Wanda. And Wilma. Then he's like, or Wilma, I'm sorry. And he's like, I can't tell Wilma all that, but I also can't tell Wilma that I know that she's actually man killer. But I'm not going to tell her that.
But they already know, but they don't.
Yeah, so as they're, like, sitting there, all of a sudden there's this explosion, and, like, he has to transform into his ionic form or something while shrapnel goes everywhere. But apparently Mankiller has, like, impermeable skin.
Yeah.
And so who comes in but Citizen V?
No. This is actually very confusing.
This is confusing.
So... this is where Wonder Man comes in, but we don't get to that part because we just jump right to this part where, because he sees, like, you know, Goliath is
like. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, Goliath just sees this explosion, and he's reacting to Wonder Man coming in. He's like, you? And then we cut to this next part where.
I thought it, and then Citizen V goes, you. So I thought what had happened is these two were fighting and came through a wall.
Nope.
That's what I thought happened here. Because I was like, at first, for a while, I thought this chick in the crimson cloak was Mankiller.
No.
And then I was like, wait a second. No, they're different people.
Yeah.
So that's very confusing. So all the backstory, no explanation.
Yeah, so now we jump to over, because it says, yeah, elsewhere, you know, and she ends. We catch up with Citizen V facing off against Crimson Cowl. We kind of get some backstory about her.
Which, by the way, great outfit.
Yeah, that's a pretty good outfit.
That's a great cosplay outfit, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Well, you just basically just get,
pretty much just
red corset, red pants.
Yeah,
red everything.
Yeah, sweet red cape.
But then also get like a mask. You don't even need to cover. You can just do need to do anything to your face. You just need to like black out your face.
Yeah, black out where your eyes are.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's not bad. So she.
Yeah, and there's also like backstory there about like her being a gymnast and
something like her father was like a cop, and her father wanted her. It's basically like Barbara Gordon.
But wasn't her father also like a military veteran, or is that the other one? Who died in mysterious circumstances?
No, her grandfather.
Oh, it was her grandfather. Jesus Christ.
And there's just, it's a lot of who you can give a fuck. And then, so I do like this part here, though, where Citizen V lunges at Crimson Cowl, and she's like, she's just holding like these two random pipes.
Yeah, they're literally just pipes. Where
Citizen V's holding these two random pipes, and she's just, and Crimson Cowl's like, you attack me with pipes? I like that. So, but she's got like one of those fancy like Doctor Strange cloaks. So it just
It's prehensile. She even says that. She's like, I have a prehensile cloak. It will whip you or whatever.
And so I think what happened at some point was she used this cloak to teleport Crimson Cowl, Citizen V out of her uniform into Crimson Cowl's uniform, and
that was the mistaken identity part that I was like, wait.
Yeah, and then that's when like everybody else found her.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, Goliath saw like,
dur.
So
everybody's dur.
Everybody is Durr. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we get
some fighting and yelling.
We get some fighting. She Citizen V uses some sort of electric pulse gimmick to fuck up the cape, and so she's about to kick her ass. But then we jump back to Wonder Man showing up. And he doesn't really talk in this one.
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't say anything. And he's just standing there looking real pissed.
And I don't know for certain if this is... Because, okay, I also picked up a Forceworks book,
mm-hmm.
which has Wonder Man's funeral in it. Because in the first issue of Forceworks...
He dies.
R-D. You know, doing... Yeah, he just gets jobbed out.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, is like, oh, you know... There's actually. What, are you talking about that letter I posted?
No, but I just thought that maybe on my tombstone it should just say "jobbed out to life."
Not bad.
Sorry. What letter now?
No, that remember I was reading.
Where there was one other Wonder Man fan.
It was in the Forceworks page. The Forceworks page, and somebody was like. He's like, man, Wonder Man was awesome. Why'd you have to kill him? What the fuck, you know? And I was like, hey, that's my dude.
Yeah, and I was like, there's more than one of you?
There's dozens of us.
Dozens.
So, yeah, but Wonder Man's back. I love it when they will announce somebody coming in, and they'll announce them with their logo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When the person's same name is, it's Wonder Man. It's like, Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wonder Man. So, yeah, but this is when they kind of everybody realizes because, like, Will, the man killer, is like, hey, why don't you get big? And he's like, how'd you know I'm big?
And she's like, oh, it's not that fucking hard, dude.
Yeah, so he gets big and he gets big like, really slowly.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, Wonder Man, I just want to, you know, as you know, when I get big, I get stronger and I don't want to hurt you, but I just want to talk. And of course, we start punching.
Yeah. But he's basically also kind of just like Wonder Man in a way because his body. Is
he has like ionic energy.
He has ionic energy. He's is ionic matter in his body or whatever. Yeah. So that's kind of how you know Wonder Man is because like it's a body, but it's not really a body.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then he turns to Wilma or Mankiller and is like, hey, why don't you become you know Mankiller? Why don't you help me out?
And she's like, what the fuck?
Well, she doesn't want to help out men because now there's an origin about her. Do you want me to tell you?
Does she kill men in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because well, I think so. Because so this character, by the way, has been around since like Marvel Team Up number 8.
Wow.
So it's been around for a long time. She was basically like a skier.
Mm-hmm.
And she was challenged to a skiing race by a man who cut her off and caused her to crash and like basically like mangle her body.
Uh-huh.
So after that point, she's like, I hate all men because this man ruined me. So I'm just going to hate all men. And then the organization was like, hey, we can like give you like an exoskeleton and stuff and you can go and murder, beat up men or whatever.
Is that still her origin story?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, but.
Because I'm pretty sure we could get a better one. Because some dude cut me off skiing isn't exactly a reason to hate all men.
Yeah, it has to do with skiing, yeah. But
it's a dumb reason to hate men. There are many.
Well, there's some reason because she got paralyzed, like her body got mangled. Because the man.
Yeah, it's that one guy's fault, though. She should hate that one guy, not all men. That doesn't even make sense.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, but she, but that's basically her deal. And that's why she's like, when he's like, hey, can you help? I'm a man. Can you help me? You know, whatever. And I think that's why she's like.
Well, she's also pissed because she starts yelling at him later in the book that he blew her cover.
She did blow her cover.
Because she's like on the run.
So we jump to the headquarters, though, and Hawkeye's there with a weird haircut.
He always has weird hair.
He has weird hair. And
we all saw Endgame.
And something happened in the previous issue where Moonstone. Or meteorite, as she's known, is her energy that feeds her powers or whatever is like summoned her into space somehow or summoned her away, and they're trying to track her down. And you know, just a lot of bickering going on.
Who's
here.
The dude with the helmet again?
Which guy?
That dude with the helmet.
You know, I don't know.
I'm like, who the fuck's that guy?
I don't know who this dude. I really don't because I'm trying to figure it out.
Because I feel like is he working with them or is he like a villain?
Maybe it's Scourge, but like it's not the Scourge that I'm familiar with.
Maybe. I don't know who the fuck that guy is. They never say. He's just there.
He's just a guy with like a weird, like ugly ass armor. ugly ass mask. Just wearing
that helmet's kind of cool.
The helmet's kind of cool, but it's just the color. It's just, everything just seems very.
It's a little much.
The colors are not right for me.
Yeah, it's a little much.
It's also got teeth.
There's like tubes.
Yeah, there's tubes and like something to do with the. So the fixer, I think by this point, or Mach 5 or whatever, he got like killed or he got beat up. Like he got beat up pretty good. So this guy, Ogre.
Okay.
Not. I don't know why he's called Ogre, because he looks nothing like Donald Gibb from the Revenge of the Nerds. He took his place, but then this is actually Fixer.
Oh, the old guy?
Yeah.
Is the old guy Fixer?
Supposed to be.
That old guy, he looks like, you ever seen Secret of the Nim where there's like an owl? He looks like.
I haven't seen Secret of the Nim in a very long time.
Remember the owl? Because that's what he looks like. Okay, remember the blind owl? Because that's what that guy looks like.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Secret of Nim. So Secret of Nim is there. And I think he's got this connection with this.
Some guy who kind of looks like Lobo.
Oh, well, there's a Lobo-looking dude here. And he's also growing out of this guy's hair the way it's drawn.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah, I don't like it. And then.
That dude has Lobo in his hair.
And then this Scourge guy, or this guy with the helmet's just doing some science thing. It's very confusing.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Mach 5, Techno. I should know. Yeah, Techno.
Yeah, suck my dick, whatever.
I get them mixed up.
Techno.
I get Techno and Macha T mixed up.
Macha T?
Macha T.
Like a matcha tea smoothie? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yep, it's just a smoothie. The smoothie will save the world.
Save a smoothie?
But then so anyways, all this BS is going on, so they get the alert coming in from...
Oh, yeah, like, hey, Wonder Man's ripping some shit up.
Yeah, they get an alert, like a coded alert.
Let me go back to that.
Coded alert. I'm sorry. Oh, you want to talk about this Cheez-Its ad?
Yeah, and the reason I want to talk about it is so there's a... It's a Cheez-Its ad, and it's a cartoon of Spider-Man swinging, and he's holding the kid, and it has no face. Just has a question on it. It says, this could be you, and he's holding the box of Cheez-Its. If that ad was made today, he would be holding a plate of stuffed Cheez-It Pizza Hut pizzas or whatever the fuck.
I texted Jen today.
Really upset me, actually.
There was apparently a product that Pizza Hut is doing. I don't know if it's available everywhere.
They're all going fucking crazy.
Everybody's lost their goddamn money.
Because nothing matters anymore.
Because
KFC is like, you know what? We're going to put fucking chicken between donuts. Fuck you. And Pizza Hut.
I might want to eat one.
Again. As that person tweeted, for people who want to beat global warming to the finish line.
Hey man, I'm pre-boarding. Fuck it.
KFC does that. I don't know what the fuck Taco Bell's doing.
What's Taco Bell doing?
They're always doing something weird.
That's true.
They did Doritos Locos Tacos, which gave you cancer.
Yes, it did. That's why we talked about that. Del Taco, actually, by the way, has a churro dipper shake. Which actually sounds kind of good, because I know you like churros.
I love a churro.
Well, it's like a shake, but there's like a churro in it.
Like a whole churro?
Yes.
Like sticking out of the shake?
Yeah, well, at least in the picture it is.
Wouldn't that get soggy?
I don't know.
But this is...
It's a super strong churro.
So the thing Sean texted me today is apparently a pepperoni pizza... Inside of a Cheez-It?
But now,
what is happening?
Is it like a giant Cheez-It?
This is my question, because I don't understand it.
Also, here's the thing. Can I just get a giant Cheez-It sans pizza?
I love a Cheez-It, so I would actually love it.
Can I get a Cheez-It the size of my head? Is that what, if Pizza Hut is making
giant
head-sized Cheez-Its, I would split a Cheez-It with you.
I want my own head-sized Cheez-It.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Two giant Cheez-Its, please.
Two head-sized Cheez-Its, please.
Sure, let's measure your head. Let's see how this is going to fit.
But like...
Here. One Cheez-It helmet, please.
I would totally eat a Cheez-It helmet.
But I mean, that's the thing. It's basically...
Okay. Pepperoni and cheese-stuffed Cheez-It pizza. And it says, 4 baked jumbo squares of toasty sharp cheddar Cheez-Its. Crust, that's the crust, stuffed with pepperoni cheese... And served with marinara dipping sauce.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So is it like a calzone kind of deal we're talking
about? Kind
here?
Of, but like made of Cheez-It.
Yeah, that looks like, it kind of looks like a s'more. Like a way.
Yeah, kind of.
It kind of doesn't look like, A cheese.
But we're putting actual pepperoni and sausage inside of this, so they can't be that small.
No, I know. I need a good comparison. I need someone
to take a picture of it, like beside a quarter. Look, like, to give me a scale of how big this is going to be.
If you're listening to the show and you're embarking on this for us,
send me something for scale.
Send us some scales. So, like, you know,
put something beside it so I can tell.
Show. Put it by your head.
Put it by your head. Is it head sized?
Well, we need to go to the freestanding Pizza Huts.
There's fucking two
exist,
of them.
But we
apparently.
Got two of them out here.
Oh, we got two of them. Don't you worry about
Don't
that.
Don't worry. It's like we're making bank now.
So we're back with Wonderman and what's his face fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting, and Wonderman just kind of like Goliath just
he's
kicks.
Just really going after.
He
Goliath.
Literally kicks Wonderman. He spoofs him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Goliath was kind of hiding from like. All these people, like, from Wonderman and whatever.
Not really. He was just hanging out in the town where the...
No, he was sad. Wasn't he, like, kind of trying to lay low?
He was sad because...
No, but he was trying to lay low. Go back to the first page.
Oh, right. No, okay. But he's also, like... I get the impression... This is what I'm saying. He's laying low, so maybe he's not interacting with the rest of his team.
Yeah.
But I also feel that he's also sitting there just being depressed. But...
Eric Johnston, a man wallowing in misery. Is Atlas, the ionically charged former villain trying to reform himself as a member of the Thunderbolts, has borne the building of blah, 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 blah. He's doing something about it. So he's kind of lying low because he used to be a villain.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing with the Thunderbolts. Anyways, he's on the Thunderbolts.
I know that.
So I think he's just upset, though, because he was into that woman and he found out that she's a, you know, a bad one of their villains, and now he's upset, and that's why he's, I think he's not really like interacting with the rest of the team.
Whatever. So Wonder Man comes to find him. Whatever. He's being thrown around, of course, through the town, and then he's like, Wilma, you know, are you okay? And she's like, you just blew my fucking cover. And he's like, you know, help me. I'm sure the T-Bolts will help me. And he's like, oh, what? You're going to like allow me to join you. And then all of a sudden this thing where she's like, did you think we're gonna have a romantic relationship? And I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, why are you getting all angry?
But not only that, but like that was never even mentioned. And then he kind of gets sad about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm just like, why did that even get thrown in? He's like moping over this other chick. Why is this even a conversation?
I don't know.
And then she's like, my name's Mankiller. I wouldn't help you.
Yeah.
And see. I'm just like, well, but it doesn't even make sense. Because he was moping over this other girl, and it wasn't like they were on a date or something. She was a bartender, and he was drinking, trying to get over the chick that he lost.
Yeah.
Why are we even bringing this up? It makes no sense.
So that's when Wonder Man returns, and he literally, the way that it's drawn,
he thooms.
Well, he thooms back in, but it looks like he just incinerates Goliath's body so that
and
there's just two hands.
Off, but also rips off Mankiller's leg.
Oh, yeah.
She only has one leg in this picture. It's real fucked up.
He's drawn to be bigger than I think he actually was.
Oh, 100%.
So it's weird. Real quick, I want to point out Amazon.com in 2000 pimping out a macaw movie. A movie about a parrot with an attitude and a boy with a dream are teaming up to find some pirates' buried treasure. This was the first Amazon Prime movie. Meet a parrot who won't settle for another lousy cracker. The real macaw.
I kind of remember that movie very, very vaguely.
Do you?
I remember seeing...
Are you thinking about Polly?
No, I remember...
Because that was also another macaw movie.
Yeah, but I remember seeing that cover. The cover of that, like, VHS or whatever. I feel like I remember seeing it in the store. I don't think I've ever seen this, but...
DVD.
Is it on DVD or is that just a fucking VHS?
You're right. Probably VHS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so now we're...
Now we're getting
more backstory. Because now we're back with Citizen V fighting Blood or Crimson.
And it gets to be one of those, like, I cannot care less type of thing.
Yeah, we're getting all this backstory about it. It's literally, it just reminds me of Batgirl.
Yeah, back and forth and back and forth. And Crimson Cowl throws a candlestick.
Yeah. She's like, ah!
It literally just hits Citizen V in the fucking face with it, which is pretty great.
And she gets away.
And then she gets away.
Well, no, she just chases. They're just chasing each other.
And then, like, we get another flashback of, like, Citizen V, like, getting a job from a guy in a car. And you're just like, what is... What? And then we see
two kids. That driver's huge. Well, no, this thing. Now we're back in... Colorado.
See, this is the thing. I can never tell where the fuck we are. Okay.
Well, it's weird that this thing, because like...
There's no defining... the part where it transitions just kind of pops up in a weird way. There's a ton of narration boxes, but there's no back in Colorado.
No, it does. It says right here, Burton Canyon High School.
Oh, tiny. Okay.
But you wouldn't notice that if you're just looking. You're thinking is this still part of her origins? Like, oh no, we're back to like...
Because it looks like it's in the middle of a busy city.
Yeah.
So there's this kid who's wearing a faux Batman shirt.
Yeah, I like that.
Talking to...
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Why? Like, can't you put something else on a shirt?
Put a Spider-Man on it.
Put Booger Man.
Captain America on it.
Oh, no, not even Captain America. Just put something else random on there, you know? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a Batman thing, you know, which is like, ha, 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 look at that. That kid's in Colorado wearing a Batman shirt.
How you doing, fellow kids?
Yeah, right?
He really does actually look like that.
He does look like Steve Buscemi from that sketch.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I let this guy cheat off me because he's part of the 86ers or some bullshit. And you're like, all right, part of the story I don't need. Yeah. And then there's a huge explosion.
I think these kids die. I think everybody dies because it's a bunch of like
actually,
a big...
kind of great.
Like a bell tower.
Fwakum.
The clock tower from Back to the Future explodes.
Yeah, R.I.P.
And all these kids are just like, ah! And then so apparently this is inside whatever this school is. So we cut there. We meet up with Charcoal.
Yes.
So Charcoal.
What is Charcoal doing these days?
He's dead.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He got a bunch of these. He got jobbed out.
Yep.
He jobbed out to life.
Jobbed out to life, man.
So, and I don't understand this dynamic because I don't really know much about this character, but apparently there's this friend of his who's just like, hey, why don't you go change into Charcoal? Like, why don't you go into like a room and do that? And he's oh, yeah, I guess so.
And yeah. Like, and he becomes basically like a
Human Torch?
Basically like the Human Torch. So he flies up and he's like, oh, hey, it's me. And then...
he runs into Wonder Man and he's like, hey, aren't you like supposed to be cool? And
but then Wonder before... Man's like, wait, before that has...
Oh.
Before... No, no, no. He's like, hey, aren't you supposed to be cool? Turn the page. Oh, wait, we're back with fucking Crimson Torch. And you're just like, what is happening right now?
The box is like, yeah, so he's we get to finish up whatever Charcoal's saying. It's just like, elsewhere. And then we're back over here. And apparently... Crimson Cowl knocks Citizen V off a bridge. And I don't know if she dies.
I don't know, because it looks like only the... did the cape go after her?
Her whole gimmick.
Did they both go over the bridge?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Because it kind of looks like just the cape, maybe?
Oh, you're right. And she's seeing her face, and then she's calling out Eric, Goliath's name, and then she falls into the water. I don't know if she dies.
Well, I'm assuming if she has that cape, she probably doesn't.
No, probably not. And then, so now we go back to wherever, to Colorado, and...
apparently, and this is what I don't understand, apparently Wonder Man, like, punches Charcoal, and he just, like, goes into a million pieces, and now he's the Charcoal guy instead of being on fire?
Well, yeah, he's got the Charcoal fire, but then he's also just basically like a rock guy.
And if you punch him, he can like he goes into a bunch of pieces and he comes back together.
Yeah, he can reform.
So kind of like the T-1000.
Yep.
But not nearly as cool.
Have you seen this boy?
Have you seen this Charcoal monster?
It's just him holding up a bag of Kingsford Charcoal. It's like, have you seen this Charcoal?
It'd be funny if just him holding up a picture of him.
God, I can't remember if it's Techno or Mach 5. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But then he shows up and he just kind of grabs Charcoal's head.
And he's like, hey, man, let me go so I can like reform or something.
Yeah. And then Wonder Man
finally grabs Goliath.
Wonder Man, no, he doesn't just grab it. He sticks his hand through his body.
Oh, neat.
And just kind of flies off with them. And the rest of them are like,
oh, yeah, that's finally when, like, Hawkeye and crew come onto the scene here.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, Wonder Man, what the fuck? And that's it.
Yeah, and then Hawkeye's like, well, we got to call the Avengers. And we get the logo.
Yeah.
That continues on to the next issue. Or no, it continues on to the next issue of whatever the Avengers was on here. And the next issue features Castle Zemo and the Black Widow. And then we get the letters page, which is just called Rap Sheet.
Sure.
And I guess it's supposed to be a play on whatever the villain nature of these characters, but Again, who can give a fuck?
Nobody. No one cares.
I take it you don't want to read the next issue of this?
No. Why would I read the next issue of this?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't like how much backstory they're loading into this stupid thing. I don't like the back and forth, and I can't tell where people are or who's supposed to be in what scene. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah,
that makes it a very disjointed experience.
Yeah, and it's not very fun. No. I mean, it sucks because first of all, Wonder Man's just here just beating people up. He's not doing anything cool.
He really does. I don't think he has one line in this book.
No, he does. He talks.
Oh, once?
He talks to the charcoal guy, and he's like, because charcoal's like, hey, who are you? And he's like, fuck you, or whatever.
Oh.
So I want to know more about the Thunderbolts, and I just don't know if I would enjoy it. And yeah. I know that it's been around. Maybe I need to start from the beginning. And sure. Just see if it's any good. Like, I know there's trades and stuff like that, so maybe it might be worth it. But
maybe.
I don't know. I just don't know if – because there's a – it's a part of, like, Marvel characters. It's, like, Marvel characters that I'm not – it just hasn't really, like – never really clicked with me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll dive in. I can't really say I will or not. I mean, maybe – who knows? But probably, like, a month from now, I'll be like, I made you collect every issue. But I do have Wonder Man in this, so I will keep it. Thanks for listening.
Watching.
Yeah. Also, thanks for watching.
God, could you imagine this thing was on YouTube? Talk about the most boring YouTube video. Yeah. Watch people sit on a couch.
That's usually what people do, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much
we don't have, like, a wall of video games behind us.
No, we don't. We don't
bask in the laundry room behind them.
We could put a green screen up here.
We could.
We could paint this room green.
Oh, yeah. That's going to go over well.
we would be very boring. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever, or email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Real quick, I want to point out our friend on Facebook, Debash.
Yeah.
Debash. I wish if you're listening, man, or whatever, lady. I don't
person.
Know, person.
Human.
Tell us how you pronounce whatever you say, so I can say it rightly.
Yeah, so we can say it right.
They did respond to a post of ours. I think it was for the post of last week's show, saying that they would gladly pay for a Patreon of me talking about stories
or food you ate,
food I ate, as well as stories of you growing up goth.
I know. I saw that. I was like, I think the well of wacky stories have been tapped, but who knows?
I might remember
something else.
Yeah.
I've repressed a lot.
I've often thought about Patreon and like how that would work for us.
Oh, I don't even know.
Because you got to bring the goods. That's how Patreon
works. The problem is we don't really have any goods.
This is the goods.
We have no goods. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
We have one good.
I have a singular good. This is it.
Don't ask for me anymore. Goodbye.
I have come to the market with this one good, and I have sold it. Thank you so much. Giving it away for free.
Yep. But, so I just wanted to point that out. That was pretty rad. And please, by all means, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram.
Follow us on Facebook. I'll post random shit. I posted a whole thing about a bull semen storage place exploding. So you might want to read it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should be more active on that. People like things like that. They do. And please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. And let us know what you think of it in the ratings. I would love to get more reviews. That'd be dope. Yeah, and then also tell your friends. Tell your friends about the singular good we bring every week.
The good.
Un good. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.